Welcome back to the Pollock Library Podcast. This is module number 4 on using the CINAHL database. Electronic bibliographic databases are tools that index the literature of a field. They allow you to search across that material and find items relevant to your topic. They index journal and magazine articles, newspapers, books, book chapters, audiovisual items, software, even things like dissertations. The CINAHL is the cumulative index to nursing and allied health literature, so it's the primary nursing database. Now, it's not a free search engine like Google, but it's a subscription service that allows you to search across about 1,700 journals and identify specific articles on a topic. It provides the full text of some of the journal articles, but not all. Our subscription is called CINAHL Plus Full Text. CINAHL is just one of over 200 databases that the Pollock Library subscribes to, and as a Fullerton student, you have access to these, either on campus or remotely. So to get to the CINAHL database and any of the other databases, you'll want to go to the library homepage, and that's at www.library.fullerton.edu. From this point, you'll click on Find Articles. And if you're off campus right at this point, you'll be prompted to log into your student portal. Remember, that's the same thing that you'd go through to access your Blackboard account. And after you log in, you'll see a listing of majors. We try to group the databases by subject or by major to help point you in the right direction. So of course, you'll want to go to the nursing category. And there you'll find 15 databases listed that are most relevant to nursing topics. Hit that little Go button, and that'll take you to the list of those databases. CINAHL is the first one on that list, but keep in mind these other databases will index even more publications. So if you really want to do a comprehensive search, you're going to need to search across many of these, if not all of these databases. So click on the title CINAHL, you'll actually arrive at the database. And the layout of the screen, you'll see three little boxes where we're going to be plugging in our terms, and down below it you'll see a bunch of items, options to limit your search and refine your search. So for this example, let's say that we're interested in breastfeeding and its relation to a child's cognitive development. We hear a lot about the benefits of breastfeeding, but what evidence is really out there to support these claims? What research has been done? What trials have been done? So right in those little search boxes, we're going to put in our keywords, and then CINAHL will search across all of its the items that it indexes and pull back material that contain those words, like in the title, maybe the abstract, or the subject headings. I always like to break down my topic into the smallest components. So for this item, we've got the concept of breastfeeding, and then we've got the idea of cognitive development. And I try to break those down actually into the search boxes. So there are three search boxes here, and I'll put my components into two of those. So in the first box, I'll type in, you know, the concept of breastfeeding. So as I'm typing that in, I know that I've seen it spelled as one word and as two words. So I'm willing to take either one. So I'll write them both in. I'll write breastfeeding as one word, and then I'll actually write in the word OR, and I'll put in breastfeeding as two words. Now, I need those words to be right next to each other, the breastfeeding two words, so I'm going to surround them by double quotation marks. That'll search it as a phrase. One other thing you could do is truncate the root of that word. For example, instead of writing in breastfeeding, you could type in breastfeed and then a little asterisk, that shift 8 on your keyboard. So you type in the root word, breastfeed, and then the shift 8, that little asterisk, and that'll pick up both breastfeed and breastfeeding, because, you know, the author might have written one or the other. And so you can always use that asterisk to truncate kind of the root of the word, then it'll allow any letters to come after that. All right, so in the box below that, I'm going to include the other part of my topic, that cognitive development. If I had some other synonyms, I could add those in here as well and separate them with the word or. But off the top of my head, I can't think of any, so let's just leave it at this. Now, before I hit the search button, as you'll recall from module three, I may want to limit my search to only scholarly literature. Remember, we talked about peer-reviewed and non-peer-reviewed material. So to limit your search, there's a box that you can check that says peer-reviewed. So go ahead and mark that, and that will limit our search to only peer-reviewed publications. Below that, there are several more limit options, like geographic area, certain age groups, or different types of publications. One thing I would probably recommend in CINAHL is to limit your search to only peer-reviewed journal articles. As you'll see in the list there, there's all kinds of things indexed in here, from journal articles to standards to encyclopedias to dissertations. But I know for many of your assignments anyway, you're going to want to be limiting your search to journal articles. Well, that's your choice there. You can also limit by a date, say you only want to go back 5 years or so. So after you decide all that, you hit the search button and see what we get. For this particular search, I'm getting back 12 items. And it shows me the citation for each record. It gives me the title of the article, what publication it's from, the date, volume, issue, page number, and all. And right off the bat in this list, I can see that some of the items contain the full text of the article, meaning there's a little link to the PDF full text. That PDF, remember, that's just an Adobe Acrobat file, a digital copy of that article. That's always nice to get the article in that format, because it'll look the same as it did in print. All the formatting, charts and graphs, or images will be right there for you. Okay, in this particular list, I'm looking at number 5. This title is Breastfeeding and Brain Development. So I'm going to click in and link into that record. Looks like this was published in the journal called Scandinavian Journal of Nutrition back in 2003. It's not a very long article. And from the abstract here, the little summary, it seems to summarize some studies that have been previously done by the authors. By reading that abstract, I can quickly determine that this is not an original research article or an empirical study. As you recall from the previous module, module number 3, to find out if it's a research article, we're looking for those keywords like purpose of the study, research methodology, findings, conclusions. However, this particular article seems to be summarizing or synthesizing previous research done. But that's okay. Still might be of interest to us. In this particular article at the top, there's a link to the PDF file. So I can click in there. It'll launch that little Adobe program, and I can print the article, save it to a disk, or email it to myself. Now, one interesting thing, kind of a side note here, as I'm looking at this article, there are 4 authors listed. It's quite common in scholarly publications to have multiple authors. And so if, say you were going to use this article for one of your projects, and then you needed to write up your reference list indicating that you use this particular article. And you know, in your reference list in APA style, you alphabetize that list by the author's last name. That's the first item in your citation. It's the author's last name. And then you alphabetize that whole list. Someone asked me not too long ago, well, what if in the article the authors are not listed in alphabetical order? Should I rearrange those? Like in this particular example, they're not in alphabetical order. The person named Michelson comes first, and then there's an Erickson after him. So just so you know, the way they're published, they're in that order for a very particular reason. That first author, she's probably the lead author. Maybe she did the majority of the work. So she sort of gets top billing. So you don't want to rearrange those. All right, so back to our list of results that we came up with. I want you to see that you can mark the items that are of interest to you and then email them to yourself in a badge. So to do that in this particular database, just to the right of each little record, you'll see a little file folder. And the ones that are of interest to you, click on that little folder, and it'll say Add. And it'll turn a little different color of yellow. And then you can start doing another search and add more kind of to your saved or your mark records list. And so what you do, when you're ready to batch email those, up at the top of the window, you'll see it'll say My Folder. It'll say your folder has items. Click in that folder, and that should be the big long list of items that you've saved within this session. From that point, you'll see some little icons to print or email. And you'll also see a link to save, so you want to save these records to a disk. Let me tell you about a little service that comes in at this point that you might be interested in. You can export your items, your marked records, to your RefWorks account. And if you're not familiar with that, RefWorks, it's a citation management tool. It allows you to create your own little database that can where you can dump all of your citations and references. You can manage those and keep track of all your literature that you've searched, and it will help you remember where you got them. But an exciting feature of it is that it will automatically generate a reference list for you in APA style or MLA style or literally hundreds of styles. And I'll give you some more details on this in the RefWorks module, but I want to show you how to export them from a database like CINAHL. Okay, so remember I'm talking about you mark all the items of interest to you, then you go to the Mark List folder, and you click on Save. Then you'll find a window that's asking you, where do you want to save this? And there's a little tab, a blue tab, that says Bibliographic Manager. Go ahead and click on that, and then you'll see a couple of options. There are other citation management tools like EndNotes or ProCite, so you'll need to select the little radio button that says Export to RefWorks, and then you hit the Save button. This will engage the RefWorks program, and it'll prompt you to log into your own account, which you can create your own account just from the library homepage. Over on the bottom left, there's a kind of a banner ad. You can link in there and create your RefWorks account. So anyway, at this point, it will import all of the records that you've just saved into your RefWorks account. It'll bring over all of the information in the record, including the full citation and even the abstract if it's provided. And later on, if you're writing a paper using some of the resources you saved in your RefWorks account, you can then quickly generate that reference list in APA style. Pretty nice. All right, so back to our CINAHL database. When you find an item that seems relevant to your topic, be sure to look at the subject headings. They might help you find related articles. For example, in the article I was just looking at, they have some subject headings relating to, let's see, influence of breastfeeding. They've got child development, intelligence test, and psychomotor performance. See, people actually read through these articles and assign subject headings to them based upon the content. So to find similar articles, you might try using some of those terms in addition or instead of your original search terms. It's a great place to identify synonyms or to sharpen your vocabulary for your search. All right, back to that original list of results that I came up with from my search. You recall that first article I looked at, it had the full text immediately available as a little PDF file. But often the database won't provide the full text. It'll just have like the citation and maybe an abstract. You know what? Actually, this is the most frequent question I get. Rachel, this article is perfect, just what I want, but it's only the abstract. Where is the full article? And this is a situation I can pretty much guarantee you will be in. You're looking at a record, it's just what you want, but it's only the abstract. Here's an article in my list. It's called Does Breastfeeding at 6 Months Predict Cognitive Development? It's from a journal called Australian and New Zealand Journal of Public Health. But again, when I click into the record, only the abstract. So what you do is you want to utilize a tool called SFX. It just stands for Special Effects. It's a tool that we've embedded and integrated into almost all of our databases. It uses OpenURL technology, and it'll look across all of our resources and tell you whether or not we've got that item, that article, maybe in another database, or maybe we've got a print subscription to it only, or maybe we don't have it at all, don't have a subscription to it at all. So what you want to do when you're in the record, you want to scroll around and find the little button or the link to SFX. Usually it'll be identified as SFX, Find Full Text, and More. In this case, in this database, it happens to be at the bottom of the record. So when I click on the SFX link, it actually launches a second window so you don't lose your place in the original database. And it'll tell you what your options are. So in this example, SFX, it tells me, this journal available, remember that Australian and New Zealand Journal of Public Health, is available in the full text in another database, and that database is called ABI Inform. Actually, that's the American Business Index, not a database you would typically go to look for nursing articles, but it happens to have the full text of this journal. And actually, SFX provides a little link, the little go button, so when I click on it, it opens up that other database, and it actually takes me directly to the full text of that article. And in this case, it provides it as either an HTML, a web page document, or as a PDF, that Adobe Acrobat file. So here's the whole article. I can print off, save it, email it to myself. I'm good to go. Now, sometimes when you ask SFX, you engage SFX, it'll indicate that we only have a print subscription. And you'll know this because the only option there, it'll say, find it on the second floor in periodicals, and then it'll give you a call number. Now, if you're an on-campus student, just jot down that number, that call number, along with the information about the journal article, you know, the date, the volume, issue, and page numbers. You go to the north side of the library, the new side of the library, and up to the second floor. Go find that call number, and then here will be the whole run of that journal. Then you can pull off the particular issue and go to the page number and read the article or make a copy or whatever. If you're a distance ed student and SFX tells you that we only have it in print, you can request delivery of it through your ILLiad account or your interlibrary loan account. Remember, that's a free service to you. So when you encounter that, to request it then, you'd go back to the library homepage. You would access ILLiad directly. Over on the left-hand side, there's a link to ILLiad or interlibrary loan. Click in there, and you will have needed to create your own ILLiad account. And if you're a distance ed student, you need to identify yourself as you fill in your profile information with your name, your campus-wide ID, and your status as an undergrad. For the department, you put nursing, but make sure you select nursing distance ed. Okay, that's very important to qualify for the service. You also need to put as your pickup location distance ed only. And so once you're registered for that, then you can request items that we only have in print, and we will digitize those and post them in your ILLiad account. Now, sometimes the SFX menu will indicate that an item is not available at the public library, meaning we don't have any type of subscription to the journal, no electronic access and no print subscription. So in this case, you'll see a little link that says More Options. Go ahead and click on that, and you'll see those options, one of which is we can get this for you through ILLiad or Interlibrary Loan. Now, after you've created that account, and you can actually, there's a link right there where you can create your account if you haven't done it, simply click on the link that says ILLiad or Interlibrary Loan, and a little request form will pop up, and it'll actually fill out the form for you with all the, you know, title of the article, title of the journal, volume, issue, page number. All you have to do is hit process, and that request will be in the works. And we'll try to get the article from another library. When we receive it, we'll digitize it and place it back in your ILLiad account. We'll alert you via email to then log into your ILLiad account to download the item. So it's pretty slick. You make your request online, and then you actually receive the article online. One thing to keep in mind, though, it's not like a 30-second turnaround or even an overnight service. You need to allow at least 3 to 10 business days for this process. Because remember, we have to go out and ask other libraries. They have to get it and send it to us, and we have to digitize it and post it. So it does take a little bit of time. So that's why, as diligent nursing students, I know you're going to be out there searching right away so that you can make use of the interlibrary loan service. You know, if it's the night before, not really an option for you, so keep that in mind. Occasionally, we are unable to obtain an item, but we'll let you know via email. So that's it for the introduction to CINAHL. There are some other components to the database, including things like evidence-based care sheets, even quick lessons on various topics. So do take some time to explore the database a little bit more and learn about these extra features. And I'll see you in the next podcast.